If you're looking to save some money on your wireless plan, take a look at Visible Wireless. They're a transparent wireless carrier with nothing to hide. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, where you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. One line wireless, just $25 a month with taxes and fees included. That's unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Switch now at Visible.com. You shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. Like Visible, the wireless company making wireless visible.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This is Steve Downes, the voice of Master Chief, and you're listening to Podcast Unlocked, the world's number one Xbox podcast. Now, finish this fight.
Podcast Unlocked.
What's happening, Podcast Unlocked? Number 166.
Whoa! Side of the devil!
Halfway to Satan.
Two-thirds of the way.
Two-thirds on the way to the devil!
Not at all. That's not how math works.
I don't know how that works.
Two digits thirds.
We're almost there. We're almost there.
Yeah.
We got 2.427 Satans so far.
Not bad.
Yeah.
How is that two-thirds?
We're off to a flaming flaming good start, boys.
How many cosine pies?
You know, the devil is in the details, you guys.
Lucifer! Oh, I didn't have anything there. I thought something would come. All right.
It's Podcast Unlocked, the world's number one Xbox podcast, until that segment. Now it's like the world's number nine. The number 666 Xbox podcast.
That would be awful.
Episode 166 for October 15th, 2014. I'm Ryan McCaffrey, joined as always. Well, actually, not even as always.
Yeah,
Destin Legarry here pried himself away from Destiny for once.
I was actually editing a Destiny feature. I'm like, just give me like five more minutes.
No,
five
guys,
more
seriously, minutes. I'm really busy with Destiny work.
We were in New York Comic Con last week, and Destin brought his PS4 with him. He was playing in his hotel.
I got Icebreaker. That's what's important.
I don't know what that means.
That's a gun. That's a gun that's only available on Fridays.
I thought that was a type of gum. That I was, thought you were really excited because you got to
some sort of move in Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, like, the Icebreaker.
Mitch Dyer, good to see you.
That's me.
That's all you have to say. Yeah. That's it.
Nah.
Marty Sleva, welcome back from New York.
I am happy to be back.
No, you're not.
Be back in Rocksteady.
Ooh. New York's got to be sweet this time of year, right?
Yeah.
A little fall.
It was
starting to turn.
It was a nice chill to the air.
Weather was perfect.
Yeah, weather was perfect.
Perfect.
The show was kind of perfect. Jump on.
It's good for your skin. Perfect.
I know.
The show was sort of, it was really light games-wise, especially Microsoft stuff. Like, Microsoft wasn't there. Nintendo wasn't there.
And they told us they weren't going to be.
Bandai Namco was. Project Cars.
Dragon Ball. Xenoverse.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we went to play Battle Pod.
We
got
to play an
cool
arcade game. It was really cool.
Wait. Back up.
Yeah. The first and last arcade preview I'll probably ever write.
Yeah.
It's called Star Wars Battle Pod.
Is this EGM circa 1992?
I know, right? It's amazing. But it is like you enter this like sensory deprivation pod, and there's a screen that envelops you, and everything's rumbling, and it's blowing air into your face. And
really?
You play, and you play these, like, you could play the first Death Star battle, the second Death Star battle, the Battle of Endor, the Battle of Hoth.
You realize what you're describing.
They're cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah.
Is not only awesome, that is a Disneyland ride.
Yeah. Made, that's what it reminded
that's
me
what
of.
It is.
It's totally like Star Tours, but
that's
like interactive. Yeah,
that's so great.
And it's coming, it's at the Dave & Buster's at Midtown now, if you happen to be
Manhattan.
Near Midtown. Manhattan,
right?
And it's coming quote unquote everywhere because I don't know if Arcade still exists in January.
Well, Hoth isn't unlocked yet.
I guess there are a few of the GameWorks.
Yeah,
Arcade. I know Vegas, and then my old stomping grounds, Tempe, Arizona, of all places.
I think there's a Dave and Buster's in the Bay Area. In East Bay somewhere.
I think it's in San Jose. So I think it's South Bay somewhere.
Yeah. I kind of want to phone them right now.
Check your local listings. Yeah.
But they won't have it until January.
It was funny. There were signs outside like, only play one game so that everybody in the line can have a turn to play. Nobody else was there at all.
And also, I had it. So we took a camera. We brought a camera into the pod and filmed off screen. But I was,
is that
so
legal?
We
have footage.
We don't know. We kept thinking we were going to get yelled at, but no one talked to us.
Nobody cared.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was sort of hungover. And then after doing like being in that pod, sweating and playing it for like 20 minutes, I'm like, oh, we gotta get out of here.
Is that video on our website yet?
Yeah, the
all three.
Direct feed.
All three
I need to go up.
There's
I
a lot
need
of,
to watch our website.
We shot a lot of that game.
Yeah, so we shot the three levels. Those are up. I put them up. So yeah,
congrats. Destiny.
So the game's good.
The game's a lot of fun. I mean, it's like a true. It's a thing that can only exist in an arcade.
Who developed it?
Bandai Namco.
Yeah,
Bandai Namco Japan.
Like internal team
Bandai,
there.
And they've
Well, they develop it or publish it?
No, they've developed it because they've done pod games in Japan. Like, there's a Gundam game that's
interesting
in the same vein.
I thought it was awesome, but it was super easy.
Yeah, like I was just really good.
Bar that.
No, it was super easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I don't know how you could have failed.
If I would have vomited in the booth, I probably would have failed. Probably wouldn't have been good for business.
If you would have done that, I would have lost it. Then Greg would have been bad.
Like the Goonies.
Yeah.
First he threw up, and then he threw... So New York treated you guys well.
Mm-hmm.
How much pizza did you shove into your collective
faces? I had so much Two Bros.
You went to Two Bros.
I went to Two Bros a lot. Greg and I went to Two Bros almost everywhere. Greg and I were getting recognized at Two Bros. We were just Two Bros, Two Bro, and... It's like it's
two
like,
broing down.
We two broed down.
Two broed down. Yeah.
I went to Lombardi's, John's.
Nice.
And we had that.
Which did you prefer out of curiosity?
Lombardi's. That's... John's seemed more like pizza I used to have back in Minnesota. So good job on their part.
I think John would fall over and die if he heard you compare his pizza to something from Minnesota.
It was good. It was good, but I like Lombardi's more.
Yeah.
I like their margarita.
Yeah. That is. Well, Mitch, what?
Yeah, I like their margarita.
It's a type of pizza, margarita pizza.
I know.
Pizza.
It just sounded really funny. Like, you like the pizza was fun, but I do like the margaritas.
Aransky got
oyster. Not the beverage.
Yeah, you got a clam
Damn
pizza.
It, Mitch.
Clam pie.
It's clam
Old
pie.
Clam pie.
Not a big fan of that one. I could eat like one slice of that, but he had a whole pizza.
He had a whole clam pie.
Yeah,
I still think
it.
The best pizza I had in New York was Artichoke.
Like, yeah,
hey,
artichoke's
to each their own,
good.
Man.
Yeah.
The artichoke pizza was incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll give a plug in Chelsea if you're over. I know you're a man of the arts.
I am. I'm a man of the arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ovest. Okay. Pizzoteca.
Ooh.
I know it's a weird name.
Yeah. Sounds fancy.
Incredible Neapolitan style Italian pizzas over there.
Get behind that. Oh. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say they're a block over from the Tesla dealership.
Okay.
That's how you find it.
There you go.
That's your landmark for everything.
Well, I mean, it's just.
How close is it to Tesla?
I was over at an art gallery, and then I found Tesla by accident. I'm like, they're over here, and then I literally walked in, like, oh, a pizzeria. I'm gonna check this. Oh my
it's
god!
So good. But in big local pizza news, they opened a Papa John's in the Tenderloin, so I'm excited about that.
No, you're not.
There's a tumbleweed that just can we like Photoshop a tumbleweed?
We got Papa John's in San Bruno forever.
I like
get it together.
I like Papa John's, but no, get out of here.
Oh man!
Ryan just like I'm done with this. Ryan just walks out.
End this segment immediately while we almost ended on a high note. But
can we start a podcast that's just called Pizza Time?
That could be good. Yeah,
I think
a Ninja Turtles podcast called Pizza Time.
Yeah,
I see what you were.
You could use the sound effect.
Yeah. Pizza Time.
Every time we were out late in New York, all I thought was Big Apple 3 a.m.
Yeah,
time we got the TMNT Turtles in Time thing go on today.
Yeah.
Hurry, my show. Wounded knee.
My toe. Hey, that's back to the LA game. Sort of. We're bringing it back to video games.
I got Alley Cat Blues because that game doesn't exist anymore.
Oh. All right.
bring us back home.
Max Hoberman, next week. Tune in.
Yeah.
Also,
who's
next week.
Again?
Yeah, who's Max Hoberman?
Original lead designer on Halo 2 multiplayer.
Oh. That's a legit dude.
He is. Awesome to talk to. He's going to be not only on this show, but he's also going to be doing something you should watch, which is our live stream of the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, cool.
All request show. 2 hours.
TRL.
Yes. Total Request Live. tweet us what you want, what game, what map, what mode, what settings you want to see, and we're just going to take requests. So whatever you want to see from the Master Chief Collection, it is going to be Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Google whatever the hell your time zone is. I'm not going to list them all.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that Carson Daly is going to be there. Remember him?
Loveline? No one remembers Carson Daly.
Oh. Was Carson Daly
actually, I think that late night show is probably still on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No one ever gets fired late night. You have to leave.
Destin just
for some reason, I thought Carson Daly was on Loveline.
And then he's like, oh, I think he was on TRL.
That's Adam, what's his face?
I almost said Adam. Yeah, I kept wanting to say Adam Sessler.
No, or Adam Wrong Levine, one. But that's the Maroon 5 guy.
Dr. Drew and Ken Levine and Adam Sessler.
Actually, Ken that's Levine would probably show. Be great on Loveline. Let's not kid ourselves.
Can we get Dr. Drew on the show?
God,
that'd be great.
Tell us all about our weird addictions and problems, our sexual problems. That none of us have.
I got four of those. We're
perfect Adonises.
Adonai.
Not at all.
Adonai.
Quick question. Were you abused as a child?
That was how everyone was abused. What?
Yes, I was. They'd call in and be like, I have a wart on my dick, and I don't know what to do about it. Like, call a dick doctor. It's not.
Why are you calling a radio show?
Don't call a radio. They can't.
911? I don't know.
The radio can't put cream on your wiener to make it better.
What a weird opening.
This is Podcast Unlocked, the number one Xbox podcast.
The number 50th Xbox podcast.
Number one penis wart podcast on the internet. Oh, man.
Bring back the pizza time.
Somehow the pizza Big seems Apple so much more relevant. All right, we'll be right back and do this week's Xbox news.
IGN's number one Xbox podcast, the Podcast Unlocked.
That's who it is. That's
I said that.
No one's listening, no one's to Mitch today.
She's a ghost.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. We love you.
Thank you.
You need that one.
This week's news, on a lighter note.
That's going to be the weirdest out-of-context video if you're just watching this breakout and not the full episode of Podcast Unlocked.
A video that just begins, Adam Carolla.
You want to know what's going on? Listen to Podcast Unlocked on iTunes.
Yeah. If ever there were a case to be made for having full video breakout episodes like Six Kids want.
This is it.
This was it.
This was it.
This was it right here. New Halo game got announced.
Woo! Yeah.
Yes, Halo 6, people!
Woo!
Not Halo 6.
All right, I'm taking the woo back.
I'd be really upset if they announced Halo 6.
Yeah.
Genuinely angry.
It'd be like DC announcing 45 movies.
Oh, except that
happened. That did get me excited.
Who played Spartan Assault? Anybody?
I did.
I played about an hour or two of it.
I went to the mall and played it for like 30 minutes and then I left.
Huh?
What?
Rewind.
You work at IGN. You don't have to go to the mall to play a game.
We didn't have it.
Your life.
We didn't have it.
But the mall did. You went to the Windows store.
Yeah, I went to the Windows store because I was in the mall.
I just started piecing it together.
Yeah, there you go. I was in the mall already with Christine and she did something else and I'm like, I'm going to go play Spartan Assault.
Okay.
All right.
And I did.
Anyway, this is a not
didn't like it.
Technically a sequel, but same type of game. Top-down twin-stick shooter.
So they say it's not a sequel, but it's like...
It's because it's set during Halo 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's set during the Halo 2 era.
But it is like the next step for that. It is the same like top-down 2D. Looks a lot like Spartan Assault. Looks a lot more fun.
Yeah, I passed on the mobile version of Spartan Assault. Primarily for the controls alone.
Sure.
Like, I'm not playing a twin stick shooter.
Without
but they did the, like, if you've played Bioshock on iPad or iOS, the virtual thumbstick.
Sure.
Bioshock's not the first game to do it. But
I mean, Dead Space had the same thing. Yeah. Like, left
wherever
side is
your
left stick.
Yeah, wherever you put your
becomes
fingers
your
becomes
your
And it definitely works a lot better. $6. So that means when it inevitably comes to Xbox One and maybe 360 in 6 months, even though Microsoft will say it won't.
Yeah. It's weird that it's not. I mean, let's see.
Yeah.
Why not? It'll be a free thing for Christmas. You get an Xbox One, you get it for free.
They did this last year.
And then how many months later, it was the free game of the month, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, it was free on Xbox One.
But here's my prediction. Tell me if you have one. There's weird audio shenanigans happening.
TV's
I'm
on,
looking
probably.
Over at the MacBook to make sure it
we're
didn't,
still
like, explode.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, so my prediction is now that the new thing at E3 seems to be to just release a game at E3 and be like, hey, here's this trailer for this brand new thing, and it's out right now. I think that's going to be the Xbox One version of this game.
Yeah,
that'll be Phil Spencer will be like, And we're bringing Halo Spartan Strike to Xbox One. You can download that right now.
Yeah,
woo!
For sure. Yeah, Sony
and
did that
say,
with
cool.
That.
Played it on PC six
Sony,
months ago.
Sony did that with that weird thing, like that, that artsy game. Then they did that at Gamescom with PT. So I could, that's definitely gonna be a thing.
I still maintain like that's what Valve will do with Half-Life 3. You'll just you'll load up Steam one day and it'll be there.
That would sink. I genuinely think that would melt IGN. Like the. I don't think our servers could hold up to that.
I also just
we would immediately
it would also be the most hectic day of work.
Everyone would just be running out screaming. Dan Stapleton would just jump out a window. he's dead. He's splattered on the street.
I like the idea of Ryan being like, "It's out. We need a preview." Wait, we don't have a preview on the site.
What do I do? And then I jump out the window.
We'd start live streaming it and be like, we have to show it to the world. Everyone's playing it. Nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's the thing. IGN would not crash because everyone would just be playing it.
Yeah. Steam would crash.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to get it because Steam would be down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they did that. Microsoft did that at E3 with the Dead Rising.
Dead Rising Capcom
Street
Fighter crossover.
Super ridiculous edition DLC thing. I like that. I like that Apple style approach to things.
Yeah,
except
so
that when I'm at E3, I can't play them.
Yeah. The Spartan Strike thing though, the one concession that they didn't make last year. Remember last year it was like it's only on Windows devices, and we all said, "Okay, we'll see in 6 months." Yeah. Turn up, we're exactly correct, but there is a Steam version this time.
That's
so
what I'll play.
Got a little bit smarter.
Yeah, play with the 360 controller.
Yeah, Windows Phone, Windows Tablet, Windows Desktop, or Steam.
No, Marty, you can play with an Xbox One controller. Support coming soon.
I thought that was ready. It's out, isn't it?
Yeah,
the Xbox One.
It's
on
not
PC.
As easy as just like
Xbox One controller.
One, it's really difficult. Two, it's like not great. Like the wireless response is not good.
Mm, yeah.
So just plug in a 360 controller.
Yeah, that's what I'm still doing on my desk.
All right. Here's a fun one. Marty Sleva, I'm going to throw this your way.
Oh!
This is a good pick.
Cocaine master himself. NBC Philadelphia reports that four Pennsylvania men were arrested for allegedly smuggling 1,100 grams of cocaine. That's over $100,000 worth of cocaine inside an original Xbox. A hollowed out original Xbox filled with 100 grand worth of cocaine.
You're not going to put your yayo in a 360 at least?
That's too small. That's too slim.
But that Xbox One, you got so much space.
What is going on? Also, if you're trying to transport an original Xbox, that's an immediate red flag. Oh, this dude's weird.
Yeah, like, open that.
Yo, man, what's this about?
Yeah. Super stoked for
there
fusion
is
frenzy.
No better. There's no bigger console to cram as much cocaine as you possibly can get into it.
Yeah, you could get like 15 grand just in a Duke alone.
See, there
just
is so
out a
much.
Duke and put it in there.
Buy a PC case.
An Xbox can hold so much more cocaine than a PS4. Console war over. Console war over. Suck it, Sony.
You might have 1080p's, but we got 1080 keys.
Oh, oh my God. That's good.
I'm dead. Marty, you killed me.
Oh, my God.
That was so dumb.
Oh, put that one in your stand-up set, my friend.
Wow.
That's the best joke you've ever made.
That's the greatest.
I choked on water and nearly died.
The greatest moment in the history of this show.
All right.
I mean, that's a low bar, let's be honest. But
now the bar is set, and it's higher than it was.
Oh, man.
Thank you, cocaine.
But yeah. Also, I got to figure, if you do enough cocaine, that original Xbox will seem backwards compatible with any console ever. You're just like, dude, ColecoVision is playable on this thing.
This is amazing.
This is incredible. I'm playing the Xbox 4 right now. It's forwards compatible with the future.
I miss the Xbox One.
This is going to be the best video break.
Xbox OG. Starts with
speaking
Adam
of Carla. The future.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah?
No. I brought it down like the whole room.
I was waiting for you to continue.
All right.
I'm like,
speaking of the future, HBO Go is going subscription-based in 2015.
That's in the future.
It is. I am very excited for this.
So, if there's... We've already had myself and Dan Stapleton jumping out the window in a hypothetical Half-Life 3 situation. This is actual Comcast, Cox, DirecTV, Dish Network executives all jumping out of buildings right now.
Those literal like hundreds of thousands of people who subscribe for cable just
HBO.
To get Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like
they're out going.
This is HBO like listening to my prayers and saying, like, oh, you would just give us money?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Finally them realizing, oh, we're, like, bigger than regular TV?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
yeah,
biggest frustration with these companies is, please let me give you money.
Yeah.
For this amazing HBO Go service, why won't you let me give you money?
Yeah. Instead, get it via somebody else's email address.
Yeah, right.
You know, I will pay HBO.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, by then. It doesn't say when in 2015, right?
They're not committing on purpose.
Hopefully by then we have our...
It's December 31st, 2015. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Hopefully by then we have our Xbox One app.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's been actually, technically, according to the last update we got however many months ago from Major Nelson, they have about... What's today? The
15th.
They have 5 weeks like to the day before that promise is officially broken.
Yeah.
Because they said within the first year.
Yeah.
They got till November 22nd.
Yeah.
And then...
We should go back and look at all the stuff they said would happen in the first year.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
I think the only channel now like that hasn't done this yet is AMC. Everybody else offers an online solution to watch their shows.
Yeah.
Can you guys think of anybody else? Like Comedy Central has it.
Oh yeah,
you can watch All South Park.
Well,
Daily Show a day later.
I don't think Daily Show is on their site. It's Hulu for it.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Oh, okay. But there's a solution.
But
what I'm saying.
Yeah, South Park you can watch.
AMC though.
Major networks. Well, I think like Showtime has some good shows. I don't get Showtime, but I think their shows are pretty well regarded. Announced a similar. I think they're still tied into. You have to have a cable subscription. Okay. Yeah. I'm sure they're still out there, but
for me, AMC is the only other channel that I really need shows from.
Yeah,
Walking Dead,
FX. Yeah. I would subscribe to FX.
Yeah.
I do the season pass for my for Louis and Archer and Justified. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, only one more season.
There's Always Sunny. Sons of Anarchy's last season is happening right now.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy though, they put it on Netflix. Like
that's
I'll wait
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it's wild to me that Xbox One and PS4 don't have the app yet.
Yeah, but what's cool is so now that we'll finally get a standalone HBO Go. The reason we're talking about this is obviously because the app does exist. Mm-hmm. The HBO Go app does exist for 360 and eventually Xbox One, and a lot of people probably your Xbox One is the place to or PS4 is the place to watch it in HD on your big-ass TV, as opposed to, like, on your phone or tablet or something, or laptop. So I'm going to guess, this is super relevant news for a lot of Xbox fans, because maybe, if they have cut the cord but don't have a family member that they can leech HBO Go off of, and they will subscribe. So, yeah, that HBO Go app is about to get a lot more popular and valuable. Yeah.
Random question. Do you think PlayStation 4 or Xbox One is, like, in a bidding war for exclusive rights?
I don't think HBO is going to go for that, because especially now that they're untethering themselves from the cable companies.
Why would they tether themselves to another thing?
They need all those income sources that they could possibly. They can't shut out. I don't think Microsoft or Sony could cut a check large enough to offset.
It's not like the major networks are just going to be like, all right, we're not going to offer HBO then.
Of course they are. And HBO will still make a ton of money off of the cable companies.
It's just another revenue stream for the company.
It's just, but this is, I mean, HBO taking this step is a huge step towards the inevitable a la carte television future
that I've wanted since I was 8.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. I don't watch wrestling, but when Macho Man came in my hotel room, the ghost of the
Talking
Macho Man
to you from the grave, Marty. I'm not alive anymore. That's
spooky.
I don't know what happened.
I almost said terrifying, but it's actually spooky. No, but when WWE announced that like 24-hour that network they have, that's like you can just subscribe to this and it's on demand, whatever you want, like classic everything in wrestling history.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the way of the future. This is, I'm going to subscribe to the 5 channels I want and go after yourself, Comcast.
FX will surely just turn that like Simpsons marathon thing into its own channel.
Why
wouldn't it? That is the Simpsons channel, no doubt.
I would gladly pay for a Comedy Central channel.
Yeah. Just
how much would you pay for HBO Go?
That's a great question.
I imagine it's going to be
50, 60 bucks a year probably.
No, I was going to think
month.
More.
Per month.
Per month?
No.
What do you think it's going to be priced
20 a month?
I think that's the. I agree with that.
$19.99,
like a Netflix, kind of like a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, they're gonna charge. It's funny. They have they have a lot less content than Netflix, but I gotta imagine they're gonna charge more because they have the brand.
Yeah,
they
have
the name.
Also, it's instant access as opposed to wait a year and you'll get Arrow season 2.
Yeah,
that's true.
And they also have
CW offers you Arrow with their own app.
Because Netflix is up to 11 or what is it? What's Netflix now?
Because the
price went up.
Thing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
10 or 11.
Mine's.
Yeah. I just have the stream.
My recurring thing is 12, and I don't get discs.
It's a negligible amount of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 minimum, I think, are we in agreement on probably maybe 20?
I'd gladly
I think 19. $19.99. Yeah. I think that's going to be.
$240 a year.
I could see $14.99.
Especially if you have the backlog.
Point.
Like, I haven't watched The Sopranos in a long time.
Yeah.
Go rewatch that.
I never saw
under.
The Wire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Rome, stuff like Deadwood, Carnival, Rome.
Deadwood. Rome's so good.
Yeah.
All these shows that I'm now going to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, HBO.
I would pay $400 for it. You know what else I would pay $400 for? Maybe not. An Assassin's Creed bundle.
Well, that's good news, Destin, because for $400, you can get an Xbox One, Assassin's Creed Unity, and Assassin's Creed 4.
What? Two games?
Two games. Or
that is so crazy.
For an additional $100, you could get an Xbox One, Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed 4, and a Kinect with Dance Central Spotlight.
To be honest, this is a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
absolutely. It is really good because Black Flag, really cool game.
Didn't Xbox One launch at $500?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you got three games.
Yeah.
One of which is brand new.
And a Kinect.
Another one of which is really good.
Yeah. I mean, Unity's, the verdict's still out on Unity. I've really liked what I've played so far, but that's going to be a huge game this fall. And so if people are waiting until this fall to jump into next gen, and they're like, well, one of the games I want is Assassin's Creed, and you're like, oh, man, if I just get an Xbox, I get it for free. And plus last year's Assassin's Creed.
You also get the game, you get the redemption code, 2 weeks early. But it doesn't.
Really?
It doesn't work until launch day.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
it's
wait.
It's there. So in the 2 weeks before Unity, you can plow through Black Flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many P's does it have, though? That's the important question.
All the P's.
Stop it. You
set these P's on fire.
I don't know. This is great.
Yeah, I think this is a great bundle.
I haven't seen images yet, but is it a different color or anything?
It's just an Xbox.
It's a white one, right?
No, it's black.
No.
Oh, that's a miss. I think because Assassin's Creed white.
Yeah, the white robe. White
not Arno. Yeah. Arno wears a black suit.
It's blue.
No, you can put whatever color you want. I was running around in purple, and I had a katana.
That's awesome.
Yep, that's front.
Yeah, you can totally customize your character.
I was wearing
a
cowboy suit in Assassin's Creed Rogue.
You can dress up as Altair or whoever you want.
Yeah, you can. In Unity, you can put on the costume of any of the old assassins.
So
it's really cool.
So this holiday, we've got choices of an Assassin's Creed bundle, a Sunset Overdrive bundle. That's the white console.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Call of Duty bundle, which in my opinion. The good news is it has a 1 terabyte hard drive. The bad news is it's the only way to get that hard drive, and it's, I think, overpriced, and it's a hideous console.
It's 500, so right?
It's without Kinect.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, and it's that one with, it's black with, the gold stuff.
Yeah. It's not attractive, in my
humble
opinion.
You're paying for that TV.
The game looks, I actually want to play the game this year. I'm excited for Advanced Warfare for the first time, but the console itself, no.
Yeah. All the games I really want always come out with the worst-looking bundles, that are
why? If only that white Sunset Overdrive bundle, that machine, why couldn't that have the 1 terabyte hard drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a stickler on how it looks because I put it under my TV and I forget about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, the white ones. I do want the terabyte because I'm not going to need it now. But that's the thing. When 6 years from now,
a lot of people. I mean, my hard drive, and I've actually tidied it up and deleted some stuff that I'm not really playing.
Yeah,
I'm down to half that hard drive. I know that's still that's still 250 gigs left, but
games are just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, games are 30 to 50 gigs a piece.
I'm sure stuff Witcher and Evolve and Batman are going to be crazy.
Yeah. What's your favorite specialty console since last gen to this gen? You know, because we've had all these bundles now. What's your favorite looking one? Aesthetically?
Of the special edition consoles, you're saying?
Yeah. PS3, PS4, Xbox One.
The first one that comes to mind for me, was it the Halo 4 or Reach? The silver one?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was Reach,
that
wasn't
was Reach, because 4 was green?
No, that was...
They didn't do one.
The green one was 3.
Oh, the green one was
3. The green one was
the jungle green.
Orange garbage on it.
I'll double check on my phone, but I'm pretty sure it was the Reach console.
I did not like the Star Wars one.
A lot of people were super excited.
It was kind of charming, though, because you had the gold, the 3PO controller.
Yeah. It made the noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the
That R2-D2 thing is really cool.
I missed the Pikachu on 64. And you turn it on, and Pikachu.
Oh, that's too far back. Too far back.
Nope. You can't untether me.
The Donkey Kong green kind of see-through one.
Nintendo was obsessed with kind of see-through stuff. I always thought that was scandalous.
Well, it's because they did the Game Boys and they did the different colors, and those sold crazy.
I thought it was voyeurism. I don't want to see what's on the insides of my consoles. That's gross. Avert your gaze.
Yeah. I don't know. I like very simple, minimalist things. The best looking consoles to me is the white PS2, the white PS4, yeah. The white Xbox One.
I like when things become slim.
When they get slim, yeah. They get absolutely.
Yeah. I like the black Xbox, not the original one. There was a white one, then eventually they released the Elite.
Yeah, the 360,
and that's the one I still have to this day.
That's awesome because it's got the matte black finish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked the Xbox 360 Slim's gloss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Just that design was really cool. Mm-hmm. I hated it at first, but I kind of.
But I didn't like that. That was the one that had the really touchy.
Yeah.
The really touchy thing.
Where if you looked at it, I was like, dude,
both of them.
All
the buttons are just capacitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It bugs me because they changed the inputs and stuff on the back, and like there's less USBs.
Well, you're talking about the latest 360
the
Slim, which is not a good either. It's
no Ethernet.
Yeah. It's not
right.
Did you find what you were looking for?
No, Safari doesn't want to work right now, or our network.
Safari. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Anyway, I'm pretty sure it was the Reach console, where it's just silver with some sort of little Halo accents. It's fairly minimalist, like you're saying, Mitch.
I like that.
Yeah.
Might have been 4, but I'm almost sure it was Reach.
I like a lot of Nintendo's themed 3DSs too.
Yeah, they're doing good.
Oh yeah,
like neat little, just like icons.
The Zelda one.
The
really
Zelda
cool.
one's awesome. No, not a huge fan of the Smash one. The Smash one has a lot of business going on.
I like the Persona one that they've got in Japan right now.
Of course you do.
Yeah, I do.
Mamafuku. Wait, that's the name of the bear in Danganronpa's.
There's a ton of Vitas
I don't care
too.
About that bear.
Vitas. Yeah.
Monokuma.
Yeah.
Is that bear's name?
Monokuma. That was his name.
The rest of this episode will be dedicated to Ryan.
Oh,
looking
at
his
nice. Yeah.
Can I see? That one's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Halo Reach.
That's
console.
Really good.
Put a link to that image in the show page.
It's not white or black. It's gray silver.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good stuff.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Video games are cool, guys.
Hand of Fate.
Destin.
Tell me what this is.
Literally,
I have no idea.
Anyone?
Just a newly announced
Dealer?
Thing. Never
heard of
what it is.
Before today.
Well, aren't we a useful show?
Okay, Hand of Fate has been announced
building.
For the Xbox One. It's a deck building brought to life.
Finally!
So it's like patio deck. Make sure you got a good wood sealant.
Damn it, Marty.
None of us know what this is.
The description says it's an RPG roguelike and action adventure.
And a deck building game. It's all your favorite things in
Wait,
one game.
Did I
is this a
play.
Joke?
Did I mess up a joke?
Yes.
F.
Jotting down some joke ideas.
What was the joke? I don't get patio deck. Oh,
deck
patio
building.
Deck. I get it now.
It's funny now.
It's like a
you
patio.
You make me sad.
It's like a primo.
It's hindsight funny. It's meta funny now.
It is meta funny.
What is this game?
It's like Frasier.
Please tell me more.
I literally
no,
don't all right, know.
So apparently none of us know what it is.
I know David Goldfarb designed a side quest, and that's like a thing they're promoting. It's like, please care about our game.
Correct.
The guy who made Bad Company 2 did a side quest.
Anyway, if you like roguelikes, then Hand of Fate is something to
I'm predicting some comments. Oh, ignorant IGN.
Oh,
yeah.
This is going to be rough. Thanks, Marty.
What do you mean, thanks, Marty? None of us know what it is. You know what? I was busy. I didn't have time to know what Hand of Fate was.
Were you too busy taking photos?
I have two more Destiny missions to do today.
What was that one game? Azul? Cool.
I want him to
Azul Hand. There was a game. It was at an E3 press conference. You were some sort of a large monster man or a god.
I know
god.
Exactly what he's talking about.
Evolve?
Just, no,
six.
God, it's not Evolve. It was a cruel hand of Krull? Cole? It was Cole. K-U-L, right? Was it?
Game of the year.
Ascend Hand of Cole.
Ascend Hand of Cole. Okay, that's why I got confused with Hand of Fate.
That was like watching a stroke
is this the
happen
sequel?
In reverse.
The Benjamin Button of strokes.
Did that game ever come out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it actually, like, they canceled support on 360 or something recently.
Okay.
Some
drama. Wait, game? Ascend Hand of Cool?
Is that the Kinect game?
No, that was the free-to-play game from Signal, the Toy Soldiers guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 Was totally
I think it was announced
game.
At the same time as that one, what was it, Wrecketeer?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
The Kinect thing.
Like it was fun.
It was announced.
Which actually
same,
was fun.
They
maybe it was an
E3. Game.
Really?
Yep.
I wish I could have taken a picture of that moment when Marty almost had a stroke. You know where else I would like to take pictures?
Tell me.
In Shadow of Mordor. Oh. Luckily, they've added a photo mode.
I like photo modes in video games.
What do you guys think?
I'm glad they added it because Microsoft doesn't have a screenshot mode on its console.
That's right.
Phil Spencer.
It's apparently being added.
Our man Phil was saying that it was going to be added, so I'm excited about that.
Well, he's coming in here pretty soon, so
we'll hit him
with the hard-hitting questions. Where's my photos, yo?
Hard-hitting. Where's screenshots?
What do you think of Adam Carolla?
He's nice. He helps the kids.
That's cool. I'm a fan of this photo mode thing. I liked it in Last of Us and yeah. Infamous. I'm on board with pretty games having these things.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a pretty game too.
Shadow Mortar is awesome.
Forza doesn't have one, does it? Forza Horizons 2?
Oh, yeah, all the Forzas have it.
They do, okay.
Yeah. That's like built into the game.
Sure, though, sure. Right? There's no just like, you know, overall.
I think Pitcher's using Sony Share Button all the time.
Sure. I want Ori to have a photo mode.
Yeah.
I want all these games to have photo modes.
Although the Share Button being where it is, it makes me nuts on the DualShock.
Because you hit center button all the time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
oh, I go to hit select. It's so high up. How do you mistakenly hit that button? It's so out of the way. I feel like I always have to like reach
out
this far.
No, just for over years of playing Sony games, that's all the start is there. Yeah.
30 years.
Yeah, that's where start is.
Is it on the right side?
It's on the right side.
Oh, I thought it was like top left.
It's where select is normally.
No, start is where start normally is. It's where start is supposed to be, or always was.
It's where select is. He's right. It's on the top left.
It's on the top left.
Well, it's still.
It's on the top right.
Start.
Options.
Options.
Oh, my God.
Both of them are awful.
It's the start button.
It's the start button.
Anyway.
It's better than like triple lines and double boxes.
Oh yeah,
whatever they are.
View and menu are weird.
Those are the same.
Oh my God!
And
why did they change it?
Function exactly the same.
Was there like a copy? Were they paying somebody every console to use start and select? Why do we need these weird terms?
I love the idea. Well, yeah, IGN Start owns the word start.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Fun fact: just to show you how much the back button on the Xbox One controller is a back button, the Project Spark. Back button is to literally go back and undo what you just did. It's your control
you
D. It's go back.
Yeah.
There you go. How is that game, by the way?
It's really good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Do you like
really
Spark?
Good. Yeah, I love it.
That's cool.
It's reviews going live on IGN this week.
Yay.
Sweet. After many, many, many hours of making bad games.
Mm-hmm. For Marty?
I never got to finishing it. Like, I kept making new stuff, and I never got around to like finishing and polishing and shipping a game. But I just had like... cool ideas and scripted sequences, and I made some levels and stuff like that.
Mitch, this is your mother. Why can't you ever finish anything you start? Everything
really
is always incomplete with you.
Mitch's old Jewish mother.
I was going to say.
Oh, Mama Dyer.
Darling, you need to finish your video games.
Oh, my God. You turned into some sort of a monster. Some sort of a frog demon. Speaking of frog demons.
Marketplace report.
We're done with this segment.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
It's ready. We're ready for it to end. Mitch Dyer, how can we spend our money this week?
The Walking Dead Season 1 is on Xbox One this
week.
That's
a good video game.
$25.
If you have not played that video game, play that video game.
Yeah. That is that was my personal vote for Game of the Year in 2012.
Mm-hmm. That's a real good video game. Season 2, probably coming to Xbox One. I don't know if they've announced that yet. They announced that and Wolf at the same time, right?
Wolf Among Us episode. Season 1.
Next month.
Cool.
Wait, why don't they do both seasons? Why would they do Walking Dead Season 1 and not 2 on Xbox
One? I'm sure they're
going
to do that.
Yeah, it's probably one
if they haven't announced it already.
Maybe spacing it out a month or two?
Probably.
Kevin spacing it out a month.
Mm-hmm.
The Evil Within is out this week. I really liked IGN's review.
Yeah.
Lucy O'Brien wrote it.
That Lucy.
That's a smart lady.
Yeah.
She's good at the writing.
She's my favorite Australian. Suck it, Panda Musk. Evil Within is interesting because this is a game, every time I saw it, it looked kind of dumb.
Yeah, well, I straight up hated it.
Just mixed reactions from... We could send 4 people to all play it at the same time and do that one time and then do it 4 months later, same 4 people. Yeah. The reactions would be different every single time.
It's really weird. It's
a hard game.
Maybe it's just a hard thing to preview.
On.
But it's funny because the other thing that came to mind was Wolfenstein, a game that didn't preview well because they did not show...
The good stuff.
Parts of it.
Yeah.
So that's 2 Bethesda games where I'm like, well, just work on the previews and you're going to be gold. Yeah, I'm excited to play Evil Within. I like
now
that.
I need to play Wolfenstein. I forgot that.
I like that.
Oh, it's so
it's
good.
It's really good. Just get past the garbage opening.
The first levels. And I played through the first like hour and a half. This is boring.
You know?
This game's not great.
Will see shades of Riddick come through.
Yeah, and it was talking to you when I was like, so I do need to play this.
Yeah,
okay. With like, there's downtime and you talk to people.
Yeah. Really good. Except for Evil.
Additionally, you can get Borderlands the pre-sequel if you don't like talking and you do love shooting.
And you don't have an Xbox One yet because this is a 360.
Xbox 360.
Last gen.
Is that game $60?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Full price.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Vince liked it. And a lot of people I talked to enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah. It's pretty much, if you like Borderlands,
if you're not, it's unlikely to win you over if you don't
like
Borderlands.
Too, but
systemically, I think it's actually like the most interesting one in a while that there are 3 of them. But
yeah.
Like the gravity stuff and the moon stuff and like doing all of that sounds fun interesting.
You have
and
a lot
different.
More verbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Australia, 2K Australia made this game.
Ooh, and Andrew Goldfarb. I don't know why I howled. Is that an Australian thing? That was a dingo call.
Are you a werewolf? A were kangaroo?
I thought I was making a dog noise. Like sleeping dogs, next gen edition. Boom. Xbox One, definitive. Go to Hong Kong, you jerk. Is that where game takes place?
Correct.
Thank you, Ryan.
I always get confused because I feel bad. I'm like, Hong Kong and Shanghai are two very major cities in China, and they're very different. And I don't know which one's
which. It was Hong Kong.
Okay.
You did good.
You're such an American piece of crap. A Canadian piece of crap. Which
worst.
Is a step above an American piece of crap, which is what I am.
Sleeping Dogs is incredible. That's one of my favorite games from last gen. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's great on next gen, too.
Yeah.
Haven't seen what it looks like, but it was gorgeous.
Sort of a stealth release with this. Like, we didn't hear a lot about it. They didn't really bring it out on preview tours and trump it up.
I really liked that game, Sleeping Dogs. I did the guide for it on IGN. Yeah. And my only complaint is once you complete it, that's it. It's just
there's nothing to do, really.
Yeah. You can drive around in your car and jump out of your car.
It's a good thing that the Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition comes with all the DLC.
Perfect.
Some of which is good, some of which is okay.
So after you finish the, like, 50 hours or so to do everything in that game, you have three
like
more
a,
pieces of content?
Yeah, there was three, like a kung fu movie-esque, you join, like, a tournament on an island and you fight a bunch of stuff.
It was cool.
It was, like, it was just combat stuff.
This is a great game.
With a silly little story.
How much is it?
I believe it's $60. Yeah.
$60.
Yeah. It's still totally worth it. Like,
Sleeping
Dogs
I mean,
awesome.
Again, this goes back to what we seem to talk about all the time of, you know, damn all these file save as up ports from last gen. But at the same time, this is a game where probably a lot of people missed it.
Yeah, this is a game, a cool game that not enough
give
people
it
got
another
to play,
shot.
So.
It's been given away for free on Xbox 360.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I guess if you really want to play it on next gen, do it there or get it cheaper on 360, but don't miss it.
Yeah.
The last
don't
big
sleep on it.
The last
oh my god.
Nope. Speaking Judges. Of sleeping, Sleeping Dogs is coming. Oh wait. Marty.
Yes.
You're reviewing this next game.
I'm in the thick of a review right now of because Dan came over to me and said, "Hey, you have a beard. You should review Duck Dynasty." And I was like, "Okay, you are above my pay grade, so in theory, you could tell me what to do." And so I'm reviewing Duck Dynasty, which is
how is that a video game?
A, it's a video game. B, it's cross gen. It's 360, Xbox One.
Wait, are you
PS3.
Under embargo?
No,
careful.
It's out. It's out. It's out. No, I can say everything I want. The game is out.
How is it?
It is. It's ambitious. It is an open
not
world.
Not what I thought you were going
to
say.
Please use vague general terms to describe it only.
No. I mean, the game is out. It's an open world game where you drive around. It's open world, but I think I described it as Altano. It's open world in the same way that if you're a prisoner and you get an hour of rec time out in the yard, that is technically open world.
I can do anything.
So you're driving around the swamp with your just extremely racist and offensive dad or grandpa or like inbred brother. I'm not sure how the families are related.
Our blood runs blue, boy.
You go to.
I don't know. I've never seen
the
show.
You play a duck calling mini game, rhythm based mini games, where you pretty much just hit A three times when a marker goes above them, and then you recreate Duck Hunt. But you just hold L when the ducks go by, and it auto-locks onto them, and then you hit R, and the ducks die. But I also had to kill 40 beavers and put dynamite on their dam. And there's also literally 15-minute-long cutscenes.
I cannot wait for this video review.
There are
the more you
describe
it.
There was a cutscene that was 15 minutes long in a kitchen with your wife, sister, both making stew for your awful human beings.
Was the stew made out of people?
Oh, it had to have been. This is really weird. The collectibles in the game are signs. There's like signs you find. One said, like, "Watch out, there's a ninja behind you." I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what that is. And there's also collectible frogs. They're just frogs that you find, and you catch them. They're like, you unlock bullhorns for your truck.
Typical ignorant IGN. If you watch Duck Dynasty, you would know that the frogs, I don't know. I'm sure there's some
deep frog.
Yeah. Frog
the Duck like Hunt sequel that Nintendo was afraid to make. Right. Well, that's why my whole thing was like, well, this game, there was already a really good Duck Dynasty game that was called Duck Hunt, but these guys probably aren't happy because Japanese people made that game. And this game
are
is,
they really that bad in the game?
$50. What?
Like that offensive?
The grandpa is. Evidently, really? The grandpa served in Vietnam, and he
that gives him license.
He's harboring resentment.
So is it actually his voice? Like, did they script racist stuff for this guy to say?
I assume it's their voices. I'm going to do some research.
Yeah.
There are long
cuts. Wouldn't it be...
Oh, also the last thing, the loading screens are these... Also, wait. Two last things. There is loading that is sort of like buffering. There's loading like you'll be driving down a road and then like a little loading wheel will appear and your car will start to buffer and then you'll be able to go on. But also the actual loading screens are just these... It quickly flashes this extremely bright, extremely high-res actual photo of all four or five of these, like, cretins, and they're staring at you. It's like staring into the abyss, and it's staring right back at you. So that's my time with Duck Dynasty. Also, I played for 45 minutes, and it says I'm 40% done with it, so hopefully the game is, like, 2 hours.
Also, all of those people make... More than this entire table makes
In our lifetime. Yeah. Because they created the duck whistle. Congratulations. Yeah. You're all horrible. No.
On a related note, Pac-Man and the Ghost of Adventures 2 is out on Xbox 360 for $40.
But we're not reviewing that.
Aren't we?
Are we?
I don't know. Can you get a child to write the review?
That'd be great.
I like the ghosts. You
Speaking
eat them.
Of round racist characters,
Pac-Man. This is the platformer, correct?
Pac.
This is the 3D platformer.
Yes. You probably saw it at NYCC.
Yeah. So this is the game. I always bemoan the death of the 3D platformer, and Bandai's like, no, you got this. And I'm like,
and no, this proves my point.
There's seriously like three Pac-Man games coming out this holiday.
It's... I don't get it. I don't know. Pac-Man.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. That's
Where's the Pac-Man Pikmin crossover from Nintendo?
Pac-Man. Pikmin.
It just sounds like my dad trying to pronounce that name. Did you get the Pikmans?
You playing that Nantindo?
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, Nantendo. That's the Frostbite 3 shooter, has been added to the EA Access Vault. So if you have EA Access, that's yours.
That's a good thing.
This is a good video game.
Yeah,
I enjoyed this game.
Yeah. Demo for Fantasia came out, the Harmonix Disney Fantasia Music Evolved. That game's really cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed
Absolutely
it every time
it
I've
is.
Seen it. Mm-hmm. Chariot is still your free game
Chariot
of the month for
is
October.
Awesome.
Have you played it?
Yeah. It's really fun.
I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, though.
Find a second person to play it with.
Really? Co-op. Why aren't we playing
it's really fun co-op. We can play it. I don't know. We'll just play it right now. We'll just leave the podcast. Wait for me.
Darksiders 2 is the other Games with Gold game for
get
the back
that.
Half
get
of the month.
Starting now. Starting tomorrow.
By the time you're today. Probably hearing this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
October 16th. That's a Legend of Zelda game, as we've said. And mm-hmm. This is no place for a horse.
This is no place
this
for
no
a horse.
Place for a horse.
We're in hell. What difference does it make?
It's a skeleton horse.
It comes out of, like, underground, like where hell's hell is.
Yeah.
Dragon Age 1 and 2 are on sale for 75% off. Both of those games are good. First one's a lot better.
They gave away the first one not that long ago.
It's still being given away on PC, I think.
Yeah, so if you want to play on PC.
Get ready for that Inquisitorzitions.
Save your $6 or whatever you pay for it.
Kingdoms of Amalur.
The Reckoning! Rest in peace, 38 Studios.
Yeah. Is 67% off.
Another very good game.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a weird percentage off.
There was that span, like Kings of Amalur and Dragon's Dogma. Like some pretty rad games came out that no one played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dragon of Dogma.
Amalur was supposed to be the first step towards a big MMO
that was
guys
McFarlane,
were
right?
No, that was Bloody Sock.
That was Kurt Schilling.
Kingdoms of Amalur. McFarlane worked with them on something.
Like you're right. He actually wrote it. He did the art on that game.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Dustin's so smart.
He is so handsome. That's
really
why we're
art.
Glad to have him back.
I don't like Tom McFarlane's art. Like, Spawn is the dumbest looking superhero of all time, but that's a pretty video game.
Mm-hmm.
Also
if you played it, you got an armor in Mass Effect 3. I think it was 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was some enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do some trivia now?
That's it, right?
Yeah.
We good? All right, we'll be right back and do the trivia before we roll on out of here.
Woo! Unlock Block. Can you take on the challenge?
Yeah! All right, let's test our minds and then get our bodies out of here.
I'm going to test my body and get my mind out of here.
I got Test Your Might theme song stuck in my head right now. Whatever.
Our winner this week... is Chris Coburn from Orlando, Florida.
No, congrats, this is a Chris. Liar, because his address says he's from Kissimmee.
Boom! You got lawyered.
Oh, Kissimmee's actually where Disney World is, so it's cool, Orlando.
Maybe he has a second family and you just totally blew his cover.
Witness protection. Sorry, Chris.
Chris Coburn.
Oh, man. Chris, we love you. Thanks for sending this question. Yeah. You've won just because you sent in an interesting question. It's not too hard, not too easy. It's just fun. So you'll get a Podcast Unlocked prize pack that will consist of, at the very least, Guitar Hero Van Halen. So there.
At the very most, two copies of Guitar Hero Van Halen.
No, that could be better than that.
Yeah.
So he asks, this is, by the way, I never played Phantom Dust, but I did remember the answer to this question. I'll test you guys as well.
Interesting.
Chris asks, Phantom Dust, which of course is being rebooted on Xbox One, was released for the original Xbox in 2005 in the U.S. Who published it? Was it Microsoft themselves, South Peak, Majesco, or Tecmo? Do you guys remember who published Phantom Dust?
I don't remember this game. So I'm in trouble.
I vaguely recall seeing ads for this in EGM and not knowing what it was.
I remember the game. I played the game. I just don't. I feel like Microsoft Game Studios is too easy.
I agree. South Peak was a little more, I was like, man, people know about South Peak?
Yeah. South Peak,
but I'm
Texas.
Also of the mind that this is a Majesco game.
I feel like it's a Tecmo game because it's got a little bit of the Japanese flavor.
I think so.
You know what? I'll go with Majesco, or South Peak. I'll go with South Peak just because I lived in Texas for a while.
Majesco, I'm going with Tecmo.
Well, that means somebody should be winning because you successfully snuffed out the MG. Of course, Microsoft publishing the sequel themselves.
Yep.
Mitch Dyer, Majesco.
Nailed
it.
Casey Lynch.
You know what else Majesco published?
Major Minor's Majestic March.
Blood Rain.
What Advent the Rising.
Hell did you just say?
Game? It was the first game I ever played at E3. My first
Major
E3.
Major Minor's Majestic March.
Yeah. And Psychonauts.
Yeah, that's right.
And Advent Rising, the Orson Scott Card, supposed to be the first chair. The guys that did Undertow and went on, of course, to do
Infinity
Shadow
Blade.
Complex
so,
and Infinity Blade.
That game is on PC. And if you haven't played Advent Rising, play it on PC. Game's
the
incredible.
Story is fantastic.
It's really good.
The sense of progression. I actually reviewed that game for way back in the day. The
it's
sense
got
of
meaningful human choices in it.
It does. And the
this
sense
game?
Of.
Advent Rising.
The character development in the gameplay sense, as far as your skills and abilities, is so good. You build up. Wee, there goes Mitch's water bottle. it was kind of janky on the original Xbox. The frame rate sucked and everything. But yeah, on a PC, that game is
great.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Great sci-fi story.
Yeah. Too bad it was written by a bigot.
Yeah, that kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, this was. There was that sad handful of years where stuff like this and Too Human, like things that were meant to be these big sprawling epic series.
Too Human was supposed to be a trilogy. That's right.
So was Advent Rising.
Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? Phantom Dust is the one that comes back of them.
Weirdly enough. Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. I don't remember this game at all. Like, I can't picture the box art,
there was
any
mechs
commercial
monsters,
that was ever shown
mechs
for
and
it.
Monsters.
That's a better title for the game.
Mechs and Monsters.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Soundtrack by Explosions in the Sky.
I feel like Mechs and Monsters needs a cool subtitle like Gods of the Underworld.
That's like an every iPhone game ever. It's at the top of the charts while something red like Monument Valley.
I really love the idea of somebody making an action game and being like, yo, Explosions in the Sky sounds like a tight band. We need to get them our soundtrack.
Did you ever listen to the Friday Night Lights soundtrack? No, I never did that. That is not... That's a,
no.
You just took that song and put it in the Roosie in the Sky
destroyed
with Diamonds.
Destroyed it.
Explosions in the Sky.
Paul McCartney is spinning in his grave right now.
Paul McCartney, too, is alive and well, though.
Oh, man. All right. Good job, Chris Coburn.
Yeah.
If you want to win, send your Xbox trivia question. Include 4 multiple choice answers. Note the correct one. And include a shipping address. Send it to Destin.
My pen exploded.
Send it to unlocked@ign.com.
No, it's my favorite pen.
Unlocked@ign.
We have like 6,000 of those. We're at an
not
office.
Not these.
No, that's the really good MySpace pen.
Oh, I stand corrected. I'm so sorry. Yes. Anyway, email your question in. I actually need a fresh batch of good questions. We're kind of running low. You got a good chance to win if you send in something good.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just, don't make it too crazy, but don't make it too easy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, something fun.
Make it about Kung Fu Chaos. Yeah.
Unlocked@ign.com.
Deep cuts.
Yeah.
Remember the original Xbox fighting game that was pulled from shelves because it was racist? Here's my unlock block.
Tap bang.
Bam.
Boom. Boom! Mitch gets a copy of Van Halen.
Wait, no, it wasn't.
Why was it racist?
Boom!
No, no.
Boom.
Wait.
Mitch got his copy.
It was Kakuto Chojin.
Oh, the
remember
launch
that
game.
One?
Yes. Oh,
why was it racist? Yeah. How was it racist?
There was some. I think they used the music of some sort of religious sensitive thing.
What, was that what? Like in Zelda, I just had to get a change in the one temple.
Westboro Church
Islamic
or something?
Hymns.
Yeah.
Or Islamic chanting.
I think that was...
It was Ocarina of Time in the Fire Temple. They used Islamic chanting and they had to patch it out.
Sure. That was a fun segment.
Oh. Patching the N64.
Patch the N64.
So don't send in that question because I just burned it. Send in something else.
That thing was the Mortal Kombat guys game, right?
I think so, yeah.
You're
I think
fighting with like a broken arm.
Oh, yeah. That was it. I forgot about that.
The game was gross.
All right, let's get out of here. I'll start by plugging IGN Prime. Help keep the lights on. Notice that they're on right now.
Yeah.
Not that you're watching on video because this segment is not being
Marty, what
published
happens
as a video.
If people don't go to Prime?
If people don't go to Prime, you got to watch those garbage ads. Go to Prime and you got to watch garbage ads.
And you get free games,
you get free games
and betas and stuff.
Yeah. No yellows. You got it. We got ads. This is a business. Now. Ads have to exist. But get Prime and then you get to enjoy stuff. It's like, what, $25 bucks a year? If you go to IGN a lot, it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. IGN.com/Prime. Sign up. We'd love you for it.
Thanks, guys.
And then a plug from Chris in Ohio. Ooh, different Chris.
Lots of Chris's.
Lots of Chris's, yeah. I figured this was worth a read. I wanted to email you all and see if you'd help spread the word to your listeners about the Ohio Game Dev Expo coming up on the weekend of October 24th through 26th in Columbus. It's a great opportunity for gamers and aspiring game developers to meet up, share their work, and learn more about the industry. We'll have developers from all over the country coming, as well as some amazing speaking sessions and workshops. We've also got a ton of cool prizes for game tournaments and raffles, including cool collector's items from Bungie and Respawn, among others. I wish he'd included a website where I could go to learn more, but if you just look up Ohio Game Dev Expo.
With the power of Google.
This is super cool. Like, growing up in Wisconsin, if they had something like this in, like, Madison,
you would have driven to this, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, but it's something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had IGDA. I used to go in Madison all the time.
I don't even know what that is. That's just an ice cream place?
Game
is that, like,
developers?
Association.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You goofed.
I goofed.
You just been robbed of your childhood.
God.
Everything
ruined everything.
I could have gotten into the games industry.
Shucks.
You're in the games industry.
Oh, whoops.
Collusion.
Except you're reviewing them instead of making them.
Ugh.
What might have changed?
I could have been making Duck Dynasty.
I would have been playing so many more first-person experiences.
Because that Duck Dynasty thing has to be an Activision Value published game, and that, I know that office is in Minnesota.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so I wonder where it was actually. Who developed it?
The name came up. It was something with play in the title. It was Play Dead.
All my insides want to be on my outside.
One for us, one for them. That's how the industry works.
No, that's how film works, not the games industry. Just ruin the whole show, Mark.
That would be amazing. This is just a Jonathan Blow game. Genova Chen presents.
The Witness, Duck Dynasty.
That's The Witness's secret. He's a whistle maker. I don't know what those people are. I don't even know if they're people.
Brew moonshine. How do you make moonshine? Do you brew it?
Probably.
You ferment it, don't you?
I don't know.
You moonshine it.
All right, Marty wins for best podcast moment ever, so I'm going to let you plug your stuff first, Marty.
Yeah, suck it, guys. Aside from the Duck Dynasty review, I'm finally finishing up my review of the third Dark Souls DLC, which is running a little bit late. So that'll be, you'll look for that soon. I also posted a lot of cool stuff in New York Comic Con. One preview I'm weirdly proud of is my Dragon Ball Xenoverse preview. It was just a really personal thing about how...
Dragon Ball xenophobe, how they're afraid of other
I'm
countries.
I'm afraid of Saiyans, guys. I'm not saying they're less than us. I'm just saying keep them out. Saiyans are taking our job. There's that. And then, I'm going to be playing a lot of Sunset Overdrive soon, so check that out.
Yeah.
I don't know when that embargo is. Couple weeks from near launch, probably.
I think there's some stuff we're going to be able to do with it before launch, so more Sunset coming.
Some over-the-close stuff. Over the embargo stuff. God, I'm sorry.
It's just dumb. First base.
That was really dumb.
It's first base with really Sunset dumb. Overdrive. Mitch?
Check out the Project Spark review when that goes live. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to be Friday, October 17th, if you're catching up. Not listening to this on day one. Video reviews, multiple reviews happening that day. Check it out.
Nice. That's Destin? It.
That's my life.
So right after I finish this podcast, I'm going to go publish a video called Destiny, Five Ways Bungie Could Easily Improve the Experience. Something like that. I'm working on the title.
Easily? Because you're a game developer and you know how to make games. So
well, it's
it
all,
has to be easy.
It's all simple additions that they can
right,
make,
right.
Like a UI adjustment. Or
don't give
like
away
that.
The so cow here.
You'll have to watch. You'll have to watch it. Stop giving me brown spaceships. That's one of them. I'll give that one away.
Whoa.
Anyway, check it out on IGN.
All right. And as for me, it's we're rolling out Halo Master Chief Collection, fun stuff, literally all month long. Mm-hmm. It's being super well received so far, so thank you to everybody who's checking everything out. Next week is, of course, the live stream I mentioned earlier with Max Hoberman.
What day? That's Wednesday?
So Wednesday, October 22nd, 11 a.m. Pacific. It's going to be 2 hours. We're going to take, it's just going to be all your requests for what you want to see, what you want us to play, multiplayer. And then what Halo 3 and 4 footage, see what that looks like, mm-hmm. all spiffied up
yeah.
in Master Chief Collection. That's going to hit next week, and I think a few other things. And then, yeah, follow me at DMC_Ryan, Mitchell Dyer at Mitchy D, Marty Sleva at McBiggity, 2 G's, 2 T's,
whoop,
at Destin Legary as well. Most of you get the show on iTunes, where you can subscribe for free. We thank you for doing so. And I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
For Marty, Mitch, and Destin, this is Ryan. This was Podcast Unlocked. My goodness, 166.
We did it.
We did it. It's done.
We're almost dead.
And,
quarter of the way there.
Yeah. We'll see you next week with Max Hoberman.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.